We're doing the Netivot Shalom, and the topic is Milchemet Midian, the War of Midian, in our parasha Parashat Matot. V'yedaber Hashem el Moshe l'emor, nekom nikmat b'nei Yisrael mit ha-Midianim, achar te'asef el ha-mecha. Hashem tells Moshe, avenge our revenge, the revenge of the Jewish people from the Midianites, and then you will be gathered to your nations, you will pass away. V'yedaber Moshe l'am l'emor. So Moshe tells the nation, saying the following, hechaletzu meitechem anashim la-tzava, quickly donate from among yourself men for the army, the Yual Midian, Latet Nikmat Hashem Midian, and they will be upon Midian to take God's revenge from Midian. Notice God calls it our revenge, we call it God's revenge. Hine b'parshat milchemet Midian rabu adikdukim. When it comes to the war of Midian, there are many areas where one can take note, one can look and delve inside. Reshit yesh levaer hakfelut shematzinu b'inyan. Firstly, we have to understand, why is this topic repeated twice? The Parshat Pinchas kvar ne'emar tzaraot ha-Midyanim v'kiltem otam. In the Parsha Pinchas, in last week's Parsha, God already tells the Jewish people, maintain enmity towards the Midianites, hit them, kitzorim hem lechem v'nichleihem, for they have been arch enemies to you and they're causing you to sin. Achsham lo nitparshu ha-pratim. Over there, the Torah doesn't tell us the details. Ech te'arech ha-milchama, how we should go to war. Over there, the Torah tells us a general picture. God tells Moshe, Tzaraot ha-Midyanim. Doesn't say what happened. V'rak b'parshatenu, and only in our parsha, a week later, ne'emar ha-tzivui b'fo'al al ha-milchama. Only here do we find the actual commandment of going to war. V'kashen, it's difficult. Madu alo ne'emar miyad b'tchila, nekom nikmat ne'esan met ha-Midyanim. Why doesn't God say straight off the bat, go take revenge, the Jews' revenge from the Midianites? What did God mean in last week's parsha when God tells us maintain enmity towards the Midianites and hit them? So that's question number one. So too we have to understand the verse that says take the Jews' revenge from the Midianites and after that you will be gathered to your nation. The verse seemingly indicates that Moshe has to still be alive when we go to war against the Midianites. God tells him, before you die, you got to take revenge from Midian. Why? Why does Moshe have to be around? Worst comes to worst, Yeshua will do it. God is indicating to him, only after you take revenge can you pass away. They needed Moshe for this war. Why is this any different than the war with the 31 kings in Israel when we conquered all of the land of Israel after Moshe passed away? Why is it that for this war we need Moshe around? The other wars did not have to be done by him specifically. Ken yesh leva'er, so too we have to explain inyan ha-seder ha-miyuchad she-matzinu b'Torah legabe milchama zo. What's this concept of the specific order, the unique order we find in the Torah regarding this war? In this war, we find a special draft. Every other war, it says there was a war, it doesn't go into details. Here, suddenly the Torah tells us a special draft pick. You take the holiest people of each tribe. What's going on here? Like the Medrash says, when Moshe told them, donate from among each tribe people, tzaddikim. That the Medrash says, what does it mean, donate people? Choose the righteous. Shedavka tzadikim nivcharu l'milchama zo. For this war, they specifically needed the righteous. V'od ne'emar sham shenosaf al elf l'milchama mekol shevet, amdu od elef batfila. And over there, the Medrash says, a fascinating concept, when we went to war, 1,000 soldiers went to war, 1,000 people were appointed to pray over the 1,000 soldiers. When the Shvatim appointed people for war, they appointed people for prayer. That's what we did. The chief rabbi of Israel did that this past war, in the war in Gaza. So they appointed. They had a website where every person can adopt a soldier to pray over that soldier. And he quoted this Medrash. On the website he said, this is this concept, like Moshe did. A soldier goes to war, someone stands behind and prays for that soldier.
Wait, 1,000 people each tribe pray for 1,000 people.
Correct. The Yud Bet Elav Mishrael Amdu Tfilot Uvakashot. You had 12,000 Jews standing and praying and asking Hashem that we should be successful. And so too what it says in the verse, Moshe sent them with Pinchas, the Kohen, and the holy vessels in his hand. Rashi tells us they needed to take along the Aron and the Tzitz. What's going on? They have to take the Kohen's vessel, the thing he wore on his forehead, the tzitz, they had to take the Aron to war. We find that for this war, all the strengths of holiness had to go out to battle. We don't find this in other wars, like the wars we fought against Sichon and Og. Even though we find there were tremendous kings, it says Moshe got scared when he saw them and their battalions. So how come over here suddenly we have all these unique factors? Moshe has to be around. We have to take the unique, the righteous of each tribe. We have to have people praying. We have to take the Aron. What's so special about this war? And why is this war described twice in the Torah? And so too we have to explain. Why does the Torah go into such detail in our parasha telling us how many people did they take into captivity? How much loot did they get? Why is the Torah going to? How much loot did they have? How did they divide it? The Torah tells us how they took off the taxes for the Kohen, for the Levites. And it seems like everything is expanded on with extra longevity in the Holy Torah, where we know every letter and every word is counted and measured. After all these questions, he says, from everything we said, from all the aforementioned, what we come up with is shemilchama zo hayta ba'alat mashma'ut miyuchedet. This war had special meaning. Shelo matzinu od ba'torah milchama kigon zo al kol prateah. We do not find anywhere else in the Torah that the Torah goes into such detail about how they prepared for a war, came back from the war, divided the loot of the war, had commandments over the war. V'tzarich be'ur inyana. So we have to explain what is the concept of the war against Midian. Od yesh ledayek v'lshon ha'pasuk. Furthermore, we have to note the term the pasuk uses. Heichaletzu me'itichem anashim la'tzava. Shelo amar b'charlanu anashim o kfulanu anashim, ela heichaletzu me'itichem. The verse uses a special terminology. Rush from among you people. It doesn't say choose from among you. It doesn't say take from among you people. It uses the term heichaletzu, girdle from among you. Ma hamashma'ut v'zeh? What's the Torah telling us here? V'yesh lever ha'inyan. So we have to explain. Do we have time to explain, or we're going to pause here? Want to continue tomorrow?
Really about you. If you want to hear the end of it, if you prefer to end.
3 minutes. We'll try to get one more paragraph. V'yesh lever ha'inyan. Shela im yeh lo koach la'avor. V'yesh lever ha'inyan. So we have to explain the concept. Shemilchemet Midian achen hayta milchama kveda me'od al etzem kiyumo shel am Yisrael. This war against the Midianites was an existential war. It was a question, will we exist or not? Uchmo dechtiv. And as the verse says, Ami zechonam ayatz balak melech Moab, the prophet, centuries later, tells the Jewish people, remember what Balak advised over the Jewish people. And what did Bilam answer him? And the Holy Zohar tells us about this. There was no danger, there was no threat to the Jews' existence like that hour. From the time we came to existence, we were never in such an existential threat as during the time that Balak and Bilam tried to wipe us out. It was more dangerous than when we were standing by the sea and the Egyptians were coming with their swords drawn. And it was more dangerous than the terrible state we were in after all the Jews, or the Jews sinned in serving the golden calf. So the concept is, Mishum de'atzat Bilam u'Balak, because their plan was going in line with the concept that we say that Lavan wanted to uproot everything. Lavan wanted to uproot the very foundation of the existence of the Jewish people. But Bilam and Balak were the heads. They led the other forces. They led the nations that want to destroy you. So Chidiita, like the Zohar says, Shebalak hayam chashef od yoter gadol mebilam. The Zohar says, Balak was an even greater sorcerer than Bilam. Vehem ayu akeneged shekoach hakedusha. And if God put great holiness into the world by giving the Torah to the Jewish people, God also gave great potential to the other side, who were the representation of the great forces of the other side, the Sitra Acha. They were represented by Bilak and Balaam. Balak and Bilam headed the forces of the Sitracha. The Ratzula Kol Takol, so they want to uproot everything. The Yesh Milchama al Prat Misuyam, you have a war that's over a specific point. Ach Yesh Milchama la Kol Takol, but there's also a war that it's existential. The war is with the intent to uproot everything. Shelo Nilchamu al Inyan Misuyam, they didn't come to war over a specific point. Ela Ratzula Kol Am Yisrael legamrei Mishosho. But rather they wanted to uproot the Jewish people completely from their roots, shelo yiyu od ha'am hanivchar l'Hashem yitbarach, that we will no longer be the chosen nation to Hashem. Al yedei she'asu pirut ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael, they wanted to create a divide between us and Hashem. Umishum kach hayta zo hatzara gdola biyoter l'Yisrael, and that's why it was the greatest danger in Jewish history, she'me'olam lo hayta kamoha. We never had a situation where someone came with the sole intent, let me cause them to sin, let me distance them from God. Uchidida v'chazal, and like our sages tell us, she'amru Elohim she'leilu sone zimahu. They said, how do we distance them from God? What does God hate most? God hates zima. God hates when men go after women improperly. And that's why they brought their own daughters to cause the Jews to sin in this specifically, because they wanted to uproot them from the root. And that's what the verse means. They are standing there trying to harm you. They are arch enemies. The verse doesn't say the Midianites in past tense, they were your arch enemies. But rather, they are your arch enemies in the present tense. Meaning, not because of previous wars, but rather, they are the forces, the external forces, that are standing now opposite the Jewish people, and they still want to uproot you from the root. In the world, God created a very holy person. Moshe Rabbeinu came to the scene. Well, his correspondence, the antithesis of Moshe, who stands on the other side of the scale to keep a balance in the world, that's Bilam. Moshe Rabbeinu hu b'chinat da dekdusha, kedechtiv asher yedo Hashem panim el panim, uchenegdo haya Bilam, yodea da telyon, b'chinat da takripa. They both reached the level of that. Only Moshe did it through holiness, and Bilam did it through external.
I thought that Bilam was usually contrasted with Avram.
Vezeshen Emar, you're right, the Mishnah does, but Chazal in Midrashim contrast him with Moshe. Vezeshen Emar, Achal Te'asef El Amecha, and that's why God tells him, after this war you can die, but not before this war. In this war they needed Moshe. Shua Keneged Shel Bilam. He's the corresponding force in the world to Bilam. If Moshe isn't there, no one can stand up to Bilam. Bilam is so powerful, he's the equal and opposite force to Moshe. So God tells Moshe, you got to go to war before you die. You have one more thing to do in your life here. Go to war. After that, we have the Book of Devarim. V'rak hu yechol lishbo klipa zo. And only Moshe could break this peel, this klipa, this external force of Bilam. And the Netivot Shalom will continue, hopefully we'll see tomorrow, that this is also the reason why they needed all these forces, the 12,000, why they needed specifically righteous people, why they needed Pinchas. This wasn't a physical war. This wasn't a war where they were saying that we need to fight this war over territory. The Midianites came from afar. We weren't even near the Midianites. They came from a distance to attack us, to cause us to sin, and this war was an existential war. This was a war over which forces would rule the world, holiness or tuma. And this was the existential war of the Jewish people, and the war represented all wars of those who want to uproot us from the root. Bezat Hashem. Okay, we're just halfway through it. Let's pick up here tomorrow.